In this episode, we hear from Amber. Amber has just recently become head girl of the new North Secondary Strand, and she talks about becoming head girl, why the multi-schools is important, and bullying. Okay, so Amber, why did you want to become head girl?
Three reasons. One is because I've actually never been voted to be like school council or anything, so I thought it would be fun to do that.
Obviously, one of the reasons we've got the multi-schools is to help other people treat people who like sometimes feel different, like a bit better. Why do you think that's important, that everyone treats everyone with like respect and equally?
So then people can't be like left out and punished for stuff that isn't wrong. Be equal and stuff.
Have, in your experience, Amber, have you seen or maybe even felt yourself people being left out before?
Yes, maybe because they think that weird or something.
You said about sometimes people can be punished for being different. What do you mean, Amber?
Like when the slavery was a thing, people were like slaves because they were black.
Yeah. And do you think sometimes people who are different feel like they are not as extreme as slaves, but they almost feel a bit, you know, not as good as other people?
Yeah.
Yeah. What things do we need to do to change it then, Amber, do you think?
I think everybody should be equal and like get the equal stuff.
Obviously, at the moment, it's a difficult time for everybody. What kind of things are you doing, Amber, to keep, you know, like healthy and to keep happy?
Keep me like happy and stuff. I've been making costumes and things, and to like, keep me healthy, I like go on bike rides, I like cycle.
Brilliant.
Go on a trampoline and in the pool.
Great. And there might be some young people listening to this that think, oh yeah, that's something that I could do as well. I came into your school, Amber, I don't know if you remember, before, and I did some assemblies about respecting that we're all different. Why do you think assemblies like that are important, Amber?
So then people aren't like prejudiced and racist and stuff.
In your experience, Amber, have you ever experienced, you know, children being like that still?
Yeah, like I used to get bullied because of the colour of my hair, but now I'm just kind of used to it and they don't really do it anymore.
There might be some children who are being bullied who maybe listen to this podcast. What would be your advice to them, Amber?
To the people who are being bullied, don't listen to them. They don't know anything.
Brilliant. Good. So kind of like be proud of who you are, your hair colour, your eye colour, whatever it might be, yeah? Amber, when you was being bullied, how did that make you feel?
Most of the time it didn't really get to me because they're really not very creative insults and stuff. Like, you're stupid and stuff doesn't really offend me or anything, so I just ignore them.
Brilliant. Good. That means you're like a very resilient person. And it's never great. Even words like that can make people feel upset and hurt. So it's important that you're talking about it, Amber. One of the things that young people have said to us in the last few days is that they're very worried about returning to school, whenever that might be. What do you think, Amber, like schools like yours should do to help children when they come back to school?
I think that when we come back to school, we should have like a couple of days to just get used to being there again, like not much work and just like getting to know each other.
I think lots of other children have told us that as well. I think that's going to be really important. We said a little bit about like why you became head girl. Can you tell us a bit about when you was at the multi-school meetings, like what you thought of the meeting?
I was kind of nervous because I never met the people before, and I...
Good, but you obviously met children from lots of different schools, similar to your school. Why is it important that adults listen to children and young people?
The children can get their voices heard and the adults can do stuff about it.
Brilliant. And that's obviously why we do all of this, is to make sure that young people do have a voice. Just finally, Amber, is there anything that you kind of want to use this chance to say to young people, or any positive kind of messages or words?
If you're feeling sad, go and watch some memes. And I do art to help me feel better if I'm sad, like I did this one a few minutes ago. It's a dog.
Oh, wow.
And if you can't draw, or if you're not good at drawing, then you can exercise. That sometimes helps me feel better because I'm just sat there feeling sad. So get up and moving around, and then you feel a bit better.
Brilliant. That's some really good advice, Amber. And I think hopefully other young people will take a lot from that. So thank you very much, Amber.
Search us on Instagram, the_multischools_council.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.